Using pre-planned lines on dating apps to start conversation does not work generally for women because we have a sixth sense. We have like a sniff test. We can tell that those lines are maybe lines that you got from a YouTube pickup artist dude, or you even maybe came up with it on your own, but now you've used it for every single girl over and over and over. It's like that saying, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, or teach a man how to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime. Give a man a pre-written line and he'll date for a day. Teach him how to banter and he'll date for a lifetime. Or maybe not a lifetime, because you'll find the one right away and then you'll stop dating and you'll just be married. But you know what I mean. I am Kristen from KristenandChill.com, and I am the banter queen. I teach guys how to charm more than just the socks off of women. And if you're struggling in conversation, if you're getting ghosted, if you're never hearing back, if you're never, ever getting the results that you deserve, hit me up at KristenandChill.com.
Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick.
Welcome to the Ask Women podcast, where you get real advice straight from the source. I'm Kristen Carnier, comedian and your host here, of course, with Marnie Kinross, bestselling author, relationship expert, know-it-all.
Yep.
She knows a lot of stuff.
That's exactly it.
We have our voice of man in studio with us today, who I'm really excited to meet because he's Italian and funny, Carl DiGregorio.
Thank you for coming. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
Very fired up.
Yeah. And this is that kind of scary time of year because it's Valentine's Day this weekend.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So what does that mean for guys? Okay. Because you are in a relationship.
Yes.
But so is it a stressful time?
Well, you know, actually, I think we're at the point now where I don't have to go bananas.
Right.
Because it's sort of like if I do something thoughtful, but like in our comfort zone, that'll be the right thing to do.
So what does that mean? What does that translate into?
Like I might cook like chicken marsala is like the only thing I can cook, and I might do that top to bottom.
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, long term.
Okay. All right.
Committed. Yeah. Committed and loving.
Perfect.
Committed.
And a wonderful girlfriend.
Yeah, she's something else.
Yeah. So you cook her a meal.
Yeah, maybe. I think I'll do that. I mean, this is a good thing to maybe come up with something good, but like we started dating right around Valentine's back in the day. And so that was one of the first one came up. And I guess that's the thing guys freak out about is, you know, what do you do on that first one? So I kind of had a killer
that's
one
kind of
on
like
first
the
one.
Birthday thing. Like it could be a relationship killer.
Yeah.
Also, okay, I want to hear about what you did for that first one, but how long before Valentine's Day did you start dating?
October, I guess. So,
okay, so you've had like some time. Like,
I guess
you liked each other at that
point. I'm
glad
I knew the month because it would have been a little blanked.
We wouldn't tell her.
Thanks,
exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this for her.
Yeah,
okay, so October. So you still have like four or five months.
Okay, is that
that's okay. But so what did you do for the first one? Because at that point, you're like, I like you. I'm into you. You like me back.
I'm more interested in what you did for Halloween.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that can be like an awkward, like,
I think we skipped it.
Yeah, we totally skipped it.
I want to hear about the first Valentine's Day.
Well, I baked a cake because she said she liked her favorite thing is cake. Like she loves cake. I love cake. She'll always eat cake, cupcakes. she'll cockblock a birthday party at a bowling alley to get a piece of cake.
No.
She will literally has no shame in begging for cake in public places. I knew she would want that, but I never did it before. So I like videotaped myself butchering a cake and then trying to do the icing. And
I love
you videotaped.
Yeah. And then
I
put it up.
So you didn't even give her the cake. You just took like a video.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you ate it first.
This happened for you.
I was trying to vertically integrate my love life and my career by trying to go viral with my Valentine's.
I'm sure she appreciated it.
Yeah.
Well, Joe's drive, right?
Yes,
ambitions.
Yeah,
killed two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Okay, so you cooked a cake. That's great.
Yeah, and I misspelled sweet. My sweet is what I wanted to put.
Did you?
Because I think I'm shaking.
Yeah,
I go Elizabethan when I try to get romantic.
But how did you spell it?
Sweat. So now my sweat is like for years. That's all we make fun of each other. And when I'm in trouble, I'm like, how you doing? My sweat.
You know, that's not going to work this time.
Yeah, no, yeah,
I'm sweating now.
Yeah, I got to come up with something.
I bet you were great in school. That's what.
Yeah, I was.
Okay, I like that idea. So doing something personalized.
I think so.
And okay. And taking it that extra step, I think, with not just doing like a cake, but doing something interesting, like videotaping the process. I think that's just fun. And I know you did it for yourself, but I think that just makes it a little extra special.
Yeah.
So what about for guys who, you know, they just met a girl, like maybe 2 weeks
bad timing.
Ago?
Don't meet anyone in the month of February to late January. Just don't.
I think you're right.
Literally, sit out for those months.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to sit back.
Pick it up February 15th.
It's time to work on myself right now. No, but seriously, so what do you do if you're 2 weeks into kind of casually seeing somebody? What do you do? What's appropriate?
Break up.
I say sports bar or like something non-romantic, but like datey. Do you know what I'm saying?
So you're saying she go out on Valentine's
Day. Yeah, why not? Like maybe... if you have any, I mean, if you're dating someone cool and it's going really well right off the bat,
yeah,
you know, the people watching thing is like a fun thing when you're a good couple and you just sit at a mall and just like, look
people.
At that jerk off over there,
yeah,
that's so fun.
You know, or like, where's that freak going to go? Or look at those two. How bad is their sex, you know? So maybe
literally that would be my ideal Valentine.
I know that would be
right? No, seriously.
Or go watch the freaks who are blowing $150.
Just like outside the window, just like that guy.
Look at them.
Freezing.
But that's probably an exceptional case. But if you're in a more like traditional thing.
I guess the question before that even is, do you take this girl out for Valentine's Day? So you've been seeing each other for 2 weeks. It's casual. You've seen each other
maybe 1 or 2 times. I can see the girl getting offended if the subject isn't broached.
Yeah.
So I think they're properly broach it.
I think you say, I know we've just been dating, you know, a couple weeks. Do you want to do anything? No pressure if you don't.
That's very good. I should have thought of that.
Yeah. Because I remember when I first started dating my boyfriend 6 years ago, it was my birthday around the time. He didn't call me or anything. And I was
still with him.
Yeah, but I was like, what an asshole.
You got to acknowledge
it. But you really liked him at that point.
It was my 25th birthday. I was really looking forward to, he was living out here. I was back east. And like, I was just waiting at least for like a text or like a thing being like, hey, I know it's your birthday. He didn't once all day long. And I had a frustrated birthday. And then the next day he was like, oh yeah, happy birthday, by the way. And of course, later on down the road, I was like, what was that about? He's like, I was trying to be cool.
Yeah.
He was trying to be cool, and it doesn't play off well, trying to be cool, acting like he's so busy and he's got other
things. I think Valentine's Day is a little bit different, though. Like, not wishing you a happy birthday or, like, just ignoring it completely, I think it's kind of rude. Didn't mean he had to take you out or buy you, like, a big extravagant gift, but skipping over your birthday?
But I think totally skipping over Valentine's Day when you are dating, it's like the white elephant in the room.
Yeah, you got to talk about it.
So after dating a guy for 2 weeks, if he's like, what are you doing on February 14th? Like, I'd like to... take you out for dinner? Like,
no, I wouldn't even say I'd like to take you out for dinner. I would say, like, what are your thoughts? I don't want to make things awkward. Do you
want to
do something?
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call. Yeah.
We could just maybe, like, if you want, we could just go do like something super casual. Like,
that's what I'm thinking.
Go. What about a gift? Like, do you get a gift?
No. That's when it gets creepy. I mean, you could, like a card. No, there's no appropriate card on the market for we've been dating for 2 weeks. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, you should make one.
I know. There are so many holes.
Yes.
There's so many holes in the greeting card market that I find all the time. When I'm like, because I'm awkward.
Yeah.
Certain things I just
use on a website or like a Twitter feed. Like this.
I've always thought I could be good at greeting cards.
Jackedup.com.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So no gift.
Not if you,
no,
two
no
weeks.
Gift. No.
What about a month? What about a month?
Month is tough because I sound like I'm 82 years old. But when you say dating 2 weeks, does that include the bing bang? You
know? Okay, so let's do a scenario for both.
Okay.
So let's say you're having sex with somebody and let's say you haven't slept with them yet.
You haven't slept with them yet. You're a slow breather.
Right.
And, you've got no skills. No, for 2 weeks, I think this is where you kind of step it up and sort of make your intentions known. Maybe.
Okay.
That could be a good catalyst for that.
Yeah, use the holiday for something.
I don't know, though. But
and then what if you have slept with somebody? If you have slept with them, are you obliged to take them out for Valentine's Day?
No, but you are then, you know, like basically saying you are a substandard for me.
Right.
You know?
It's casual. And you have to be prepared to like reap the bad
like
rewards.
Car getting keyed.
Yeah. Like you have to be prepared for that. Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's tricky.
It is tricky. Okay. No, I like these answers because it is tricky to figure out how you want to navigate around
Valentine's. Yeah, there should be, like in high school, there should be a course for Valentine's Day etiquette.
Yeah.
If you don't pass, you don't graduate.
But, right. But so from a female perspective, like from your perspective, if you were dating somebody for a month, you weren't sleeping with them yet, but you were like fooling around.
If I was excited about them, yeah, I would want the subject to be like talked about. But if I wasn't excited about
what if a guy said to you like, you know, like this is still really new. Maybe like, you know, we should just take Valentine's Day off the table, pretend the day doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But I still want to see you. Would that upset you?
No, because I'm not like most women. Like I don't have a thick skin, I would say. But when it comes to men, I'm more forgiving because I understand the awkwardness and the uncomfortableness of things. I'm very aware of those things. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be involved in it as much as they don't want to be involved in it.
See, for me, I would be upset. So if I'm into a guy, I'm liking him, I'm fooling around with him, I'm not seeing anybody else, even if it's a month. And he's like, yeah, let's table Valentine's Day this year. Like, it's really uncomfortable. I know.
Yeah,
I would be really pissed. I would be like, oh, wait, I thought we were going in one direction. And then for me, I would probably... My younger me would adjust my behavior around so that I wasn't like so into him or So I think it would be, it would really hurt my feelings and make me think we're not on the same page.
Yeah. I think underneath it would hurt my feelings, but I would like mask it as like, no, I get it. Totally. It's awkward.
Yeah, it's cool. I get that. It's awkward, but we like each other. So it shouldn't be that awkward to go out for dinner. We don't have to spend a lot of money. That's literally what I would be thinking.
That's why it's such a bunk holiday.
It's so such a freaking dumb.
Like edifying, like put a litmus test on it.
Well, listen to this.
I'm getting angry now.
My boyfriend's, we're going to be seeing his parents this weekend. His Valentine's Day, Saturday. His mother's birthday, Saturday.
Oh, wow.
So talk about double whammy.
Yeah, exactly.
And I like his parents, but it's kind of like, oh, you know, like, do we have to look romantic to get like four of us? And the four of us are totally as unromantic as you get.
Right. Yeah. So you and his mom will go somewhere and him and his dad will go. That's like your idea of Valentine's Day?
Yeah. And then we'll like talk shit about like her, like the dad and my boyfriend, you know, like that would be great for me.
Well, what are things that you... as a woman, have always wanted a man to do for you for Valentine's Day? Like, do you like people who bake cakes?
Well,
do you spend a lot of money?
To be honest, yes. I've become a little bit of a cliche woman because for a few years, I was actually offended because I at least like to be look prepared, you know? So like in the morning, I'll have like a card out for my boyfriend and like some chocolates or something.
You do something.
So it's like not inventive or creative, but it's there in the right time. Whereas I know with my boyfriend, it's like he's stopping off after work and grabbing something. And I find that to be kind of a slap in the face a little bit.
To not acknowledge it first thing?
Yeah. I mean, because it's like, I know it was like an afterthought after work. So it's like, so I remember last year he actually, because I said something and I wasn't being like bitchy about it. I just said like, you know, like every year I always have stuff for you, like in the morning, ready to go before you go to work. Nice. And it's like kind of thoughtful. I'm like, you don't ever do that. And so then he came, so last year, he like in the morning, there was like a big bouquet of like,
oh, that's really
something, you know, and it was just, and I was like, thank you for listening. Cause it did kind of bother me that it wasn't.
But tell me more, cause I feel exactly the same way. So tell me more from a female point of view, like why that affected you so much. The fact that he, in his mind, he was like, okay, it's Valentine's Day.
I've got it for her on time. It's still through the 24 hour period. Right. You know, I've got 8 hours
left.
What
does it mean to you when he doesn't have something for you in the morning, or it's not like, okay, it's Valentine's Day, it's a day for me to love you and celebrate.
Yeah, to me it just seems like I don't like to fall victim to these holidays, but I do.
Of course.
And to me it just appears as if I'm not being celebrated.
Yeah, there's other things on the list that are higher.
I'm an afterthought, and it's like,
even though most likely you're not, because I'm
right. I know I'm not an afterthought.
Right. No, but I mean, a good tip is flowers to the office so that all the biddies in the office see that you care.
Right.
And she gets to show off.
Make all the other ones suicidal.
Because the little like leaving a heart candies on the pillow, you know, that's it's not a good enough retail item to really make it work.
Yeah, you want people to see
her,
like your value.
Yeah. And I want credit for nailing it, calling somebody,
right, exactly, right,
putting down a deposit or whatever.
Deposit for
flowers. Yeah, whatever. You know, yeah.
It's not a funeral.
Yeah, exactly. I send the big wreath thing. I want her to know. You want,
yeah, and you want everyone else to know.
There needs to be what's the word? Like in murder.
Motive.
Well, no, it's like preemptive. What is it called?
It's first degree, or no.
No, where it's like premeditated. It's,
yeah, premeditated.
Yeah, yeah,
like I want there to be some premeditation in my gifting. Yeah,
and I want that as well, because it means that I'm important.
Yeah.
It means that I'm special. Because I think I've told before the story about my birthday a few years ago. Because Carl knows my husband. Uh-huh. But my husband is wonderful. Well done, but he's super busy and he has like a list of things that he has to get through. And sometimes I'm like number 10 on the list. I'm not, whatever. And so I said to him a month before my birthday, and this can be used for Valentine's Day as well for women listening, just to like communicate to the person that you're with. I said, this year for my birthday, I really want you to do something that is for me. It's the way I would want a birthday gift to look. And anybody who knows me knows exactly what that means. It means like a cheesy, like romantic comedy. Like I want something like that that takes thought, premeditated. So on my birthday, he brought me into our living room and he said, meet me at like 4 o'clock and be ready. You don't have to dress up or anything, but be ready. And so I said, okay, went into the living room and he handed me like 5 $1 bills. And then he said, okay.
He's like, take it off.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And then he said, your first card is waiting for you in my car.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, so it was like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, that's fun.
This is like me. This is like, I, you know, like I, I like wanted to pounce on him at that point, like in a great way.
Yeah.
And so I got the card. I read the card. It gave me a destination to go to. It took me to this little boutique on Main Street where he had 3 outfits picked out for me.
Didn't choose
any of them because I hate his style. Chose my own outfit. And then they gave me a card at the very end. And like all the girls in there, like, who are you? Exactly. You're some of the flowers. So then I went to the nail place next door. That's where they sent me to. I got a manicure and pedicure. And then they gave me another card. And it said something like, drive down Abbotkinney and look for a sign, a love sign or something.
Oh
like that.
My God.
And this is something that, you know, my husband would never do.
Yeah, he's out of
comfort. He had like a Bristol board saying MK plus JV equals love. And he had it. He was holding outside, saving a parking spot for me.
Oh my God.
I had to call him before I was on my way, saving a parking spot. And it was in front of this like really cool ring store that was cool. So we ended up going in there and buying like a cool ring.
Oh, wow.
That was the best gift ever. Like he never has to do anything again until next year.
You, Peter Gabriel.
No, I mean, that's holding for at least 20 years.
Oh yeah. It was perfect. It was, but those are experiences for people who are in relationships. And like,
Right. You got to do it. But
it just means that somebody's, that they're thinking of you.
Yeah.
They are. And I think that, you know, you don't have to go overboard in that way. But it was fantastic. Yeah. Well, he had 9 years of not.
You had to let him know.
Exactly. This is my, you're doing it right for me.
Yeah.
But I think like things like that, that are premeditated, that said, you've thought about this more than, oh, you saw chocolates on the counter. And now, you know, it's Valentine's Day. I'll get this person a card.
Right. Right.
It's a lot to a woman.
Why it's more important on days unlike Valentine's Day.
I think so too.
The birthday is probably most of all important.
But even like a Tuesday.
Yeah, why not? You know?
Like those things actually
mean
more. I
get Ralph's flowers. I'll do that on the spur of the moment.
No deposit needed.
Exactly. I got to take the barcode off.
I know. And that's the thing I said to him before. I said, no grocery store flowers. I said, I don't want to know my... So he actually got flowers, but they're from Whole Foods. He's like, but it's Whole Foods.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like cuts out the price tag.
Yeah.
That's really cute. All right. So that's perfect. I think that's really good advice for people for Valentine's Day. But for Valentine's Day, Kristen and I wanted to say that we love the people who are listening to this show.
Is our little
and
Valentine
this is too. Yes, exactly. This is premeditated. We thought about this before the show even started.
Been thinking about it for weeks.
Yes, that we want to say we love you very much for listening to our show, for supporting our show, for keeping us. We're on our like 90 something episode. So we've been on for a very long time. So without you, we wouldn't be doing these shows and we wouldn't be staying on the air. So thank you so much. And actually, if you can do something more for us, that we love you even
more. We need the Valentine's to give back.
Exactly. We are actually nominated for, what is it, the People's Choice for Best, or going to be nominated.
And we're
in the process of,
in the loop. And so basically just go vote for us on podcastawards.com for the People's Choice Award for that
for Best Podcast.
And just fill in Ask Women Podcast. And then underneath that, just Sideshow Network as the network.
Yes.
And tell your friends and do it because we need some
support and some love.
Some reinforcement.
Yes. But anyway, we love you. Happy, happy, happy Valentine's Day. Hopefully you have a successful Valentine's Day.
And if you don't, it's okay. It's all right.
Oh, we'll more thing about Valentine's Day. It is the best day if you are single to go out and meet other individuals.
I think probably. Yeah.
Because who's
all the lonely hearts out there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like Christmas. Everybody's more jolly. They're more open to flirting. I think they're more
serving themselves.
Yes, exactly.
Self medicating. Right.
I wouldn't say they're like happy. Like I think they're more depressed. But it's great to unite on something that you're like depressed about.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, on the second half of our show, we have Jessica on the show. We're going to talk a little bit more about Valentine's Day. But the main thing that I wanted to talk about with her was about how to talk to women, questions to ask women to create connection and rapport. So that if you don't have anybody on Valentine's Day and you're going out for Valentine's Day, you can use what we talk about to create connection, build rapport.
Or just go get a hooker. The end.
Exactly. Perfect. We'll be back with Jessica for the second half of our show.
We are back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the baseball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use promo code CLNS50 to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball postseason, NHL, boxing, and UFC right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. When you're having a tough time and you try to talk to a friend, usually they're probably a little bit in and out of the conversation, like, kind of looking at their phone, listening to your problems, looking at their phone, finding this Instagram post that they're looking at way more interesting than your problems. That's why you need a professional service right at your fingertips, and that is BetterHelp. BetterHelp is there for you. It's affordable. You can set up appointments. You can have someone there 24/7. It is the place to get help when you need it most. Whether it's for depression, anxiety, grief, I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor, betterhelp.com/askwomen. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, help.com/askwomen.
If you listen to the Ask Women podcast, then you are already miles and miles and miles ahead of other men when it comes to attracting and getting the girls you want. But I must confess, there's one missing piece in the puzzle, and that's flirting, or the ability to ignite sexual chemistry with any girl you meet in a matter of minutes. Most guys suck at flirting. They can't flirt their way out of a paper bag. But as your personal wing girl, I can't let you be one of those guys. That's why I want to show you the most effective step-by-step formulaic approach to flirting with any girl you like. This formulaic approach has been tested on thousands of girls and has been proven to work like magic. Yes, magic. You just apply the formula and see results instantly, and it's that powerful. To find out everything about this flirting formula, all you have to do is go to winggirlmethod.com/flirty. I've made a special video for you where I reveal what this formula is all about. Go to winggirlmethod/flirty and you'll find out all about it.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We are going to do the Chictionary. So Marnie's going to read some things that women have said to men that men don't really understand. And we're going to see what you think they mean. And then we're going to have Jessica come in and she's going to decode them for the women's side. And we're going to see if either of them match up or any of them match up.
Yeah. So just to tell you where this comes from, I created a manual called The Chictionary. It's available on my website, winggirlmethod.com/the-chictionary. Chictionary. And it has, you know, 85 phrases and things that women say and do that are very confusing to men. And I've decoded them. And now we're going to decode some on the show. So let's say a woman says to you, you're a comedian.
Okay.
But put that aside for a second. Okay. Okay. And she says to
actually, this is where you need it the most.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
exactly. She says, you're funny. What does that mean? Oh, you're funny.
You have a weak chin. And
poor jawline.
Not broad enough shoulders. And you're sliding into cute mascot territory.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
That's what I would say. I mean, for me, it's different because I love funny and all that stuff. But I think a general girl.
Well, you're funny. Did we do this one before? Yeah, exactly. Oh, you're funny.
I don't think we did this one before.
Okay, but, well, I mean, I think we've talked about it, or I've talked about it somewhere else. But it's like most girls don't say you're funny to somebody who's actually funny. There's somebody who they think like needs it. funny, but shut up and stop talking.
Yeah.
Okay. What if a woman says to you, "Thank you for a wonderful night"? But I'm just so busy at work right now. Or like during the date, she brings up, "Oh, I'm just so slammed." Like,
oh yeah, she's laying the tracks to get out of this.
Yeah, she's saying like, "Don't even try kissing." Like,
yeah, don't bother.
I'm not into this.
But I mean, if you want to maybe think the converse is maybe she's seeing how far you're going to go through the minefield of her love.
Interesting.
Maybe okay,
that's a half glass half full.
Yeah.
Or glass totally full perspective.
Yeah,
right. What if a woman says to
you, or delusional thinking.
Yes. Right? This is one that I got, but I think it's funny. I don't like going to the movies.
Get rid of the bitch.
That's what I said to you. Who the hell doesn't like going to the movies?
I hate when people
say they
don't
like going
to the movies. I could do five in a day. If I'm not at the movies, at least
that
once
hurts
a week.
My back. But yeah, I have tried it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I need a break in between.
If you like movies and she says, "I don't like the movies," it'll never work.
It's kind of like sushi too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But if you don't like the movies and she doesn't like the movies, you're match made in heaven because my sister and her fiance, they're both duds. I'm telling you.
What do they do with themselves?
They've been together for 6 years. Or 7 years, they've been to the movies together twice.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's not.
What
my boyfriend
would
go like once a week. I don't know. They're just like, they like to drink. My sister's like, "Well, we like to drink."
Yeah, well, you drink and sober up at the movie and then you can drive home.
Yeah.
They're that's just actually really.
She's just not into that. They're not like into the arts. They're both accountants. It's like, I don't know how her and I are related,
drinking,
but somehow,
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Ugh. She says yes to everything, but always flakes in the end.
Ugh, I hate her already. She's like most of my girlfriends.
Like that's the act. That's not a phrase. Then it's like a thing she does. She says yes.
So she says yes. Like, "Oh, do you want to go out this Friday?"
Oh,
like,
I've
been working late.
She's got commitment issues. B, she's probably messing around with dudes with boats and and like sports cars, and you don't have good plans for her.
Yeah.
So she's high maintenance.
But also, I think at the moment, she actually might have good intentions, but then she realizes that she has more important or better things going on.
Yeah, that's a nice thought.
So it's like, definitely. Like, I'll keep you, like, in her mind.
You're not a top priority.
I'll keep you in my back pocket when I'm feeling insecure. And if I'm feeling insecure that night and I have nothing to do, yeah, sure, I'll do it. But if something better comes up, I'm out.
What about maybe? I told my buddy, just say maybe, dude. Cause if you say yes, then you're already screwed up. And if you say no, then you're difficult. But if you say maybe, which is, I guess, not committed.
You mean the girl saying maybe? Or
yeah, just say maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's hear what Jessica has to say.
All right, we're ready.
Okay, so we have Jessica coming in. She is going to answer these exact same things.
Oh, this is exciting.
All right. Hello,
again,
Jessica.
You're both end up losers.
Okay, you were yawning outside. We're boring you.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. You can't even hear us. Okay, so what does it mean when a girl says to a guy, "Oh, you're funny"?
To me, what's coming up for me is, "Oh, you're cute." It's kind of like, "Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Nice try." Like, I know you're trying and I don't want to seem like a douchebag by not acknowledging it. So how about I'll just give you this? "You're funny."
Yeah, I like that. It's like you're like acknowledging that he's trying.
Right. Like, I get it. I see it. If I don't laugh, I'm an asshole, but like, I'm not going to fake it.
Yeah.
If I don't laugh, then I'm going to have to say, "You're funny."
Yeah. You can tell that you're trying really hard.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
All right. 0-1.
Okay. "Oh, thank you for a wonderful night. But I'm so busy this next week. And, you know, work's really crazy right now." What does that mean?
"I'm not into you. Ever."
Right.
"I won't be." Please take this as a hint.
Yes.
Please. Okay. Please.
Yeah. Don't make it more than a hint.
Yeah.
All right. 1-1.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I do not like going to the movies.
Okay. First of all, I saw this in I don't like going to the movies. Oh, when I like a guy.
Saying, who?
No. When I like a guy, I don't want to go to the movies with you because I want to pay attention to you and I want you to pay attention to me. I don't want to put something else in the room that's going to take your focus off me.
Well, I know people always say when you're first dating, going to the movies is a bad idea.
Unless you're big movie
buffs. Unless you're both big movie buffs.
Right.
It's great because then if afterward, you're going to have really good conversation about the movie. And I think the 2 hours or hour and a half that you're sitting there together in silence is valuable to both of you because right. Who, first of all, I get that, but I'm never into someone so much that I just want to be talking to them all the time.
Right. When I'm first seeing somebody, in fact, I had a guy ask me like, oh, you know, I really want to take you to a movie. Like this is probably the second time we've seen each other. And I was like, why? Like, and I got butthurt.
Yeah.
I was like, did I do something? Am I that boring that we need to watch like a blockbuster flick in January? And I heard they're the worst movies in January.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, he must really not like me.
Oh.
But yeah, if I really like you and I'm a movie, and I am a movie buff, I consider myself so, I'd want to see it after we've been seeing each other. But when I first see you, no, I need to know you first.
So you would say, I don't like going to the movies as a message of, why don't you want to do something else?
Yeah. What's wrong with me? Why do we want to watch?
And what did you say? About, I think I cut you off and was just like,
we both jumped all over this hypothetical chick and told her she was terrible.
Yeah. Okay. What about girls?
I hate hypothetical people.
I just ruin everything. Mm-hmm.
What about girls who say yes to everything, but then flake at the end?
Oh, it's, I want to be polite. Period. Like, I tell this story to everybody. I have a girlfriend who we were at the bar and a guy asked for her number and she's like, no, I'm sorry. I don't want to give it to you. She turned around and he broke a beer bottle over her head.
What?
Like, girls just instinctively know that we have to be, we don't want to piss off the wrong guy ever. So I give my number to everybody.
Wow. He really broke a beer.
Yes.
This guy is a bad.
I'm also from New Jersey.
Wow. Or a sociopath.
Unless it's Snooki.
I told you about that story where the girl got punched in the face. It's exactly the same thing. It is very scary. Like for most normal people, yes, that does not happen.
Right.
And most people are like, okay, fine. But for if you piss off the wrong guy, it's like, oh, well, you've been talking to me for 5 minutes. I bought you a drink. Are you fucking serious? And then they clock
my
you.
Lord, it's tough out there.
No, it is.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
On behalf of males.
Yeah. I've had like in college, I had a few bad experiences where like wasn't interested or something and like they lashed out at me. And I just, that really put me in a shell. So when I meet guys, even though I have a boyfriend and we just happen to have a conversation, I won't say I have a boyfriend and I won't really reject them because I don't want,
you don't want that.
This moment of lashing out to occur.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
In fact, there's this hashtag going around. What was it? By Felipe. It's like guys who freak out when they get rejected.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like one of them was like, well, you know, if you weren't such a slut, I wouldn't want you. So don't think that I even like you. It's like, what?
Yeah,
guys just freak out.
Poor guy's named Felipe.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm a nice guy, I swear.
And I'll punch you in the face. Okay, perfect. Those were good responses. So that's always interesting to hear what guys think is really being said and what girl thinks is really being said. So thank you for playing our game.
Nice.
You're
very appreciated.
Awesome. Now what does the Chictionary say?
Oh, that's actually a good point. We never really say what you say in the Chictionary.
Go back.
Okay, well, basically, I agreed with everything that Jessica said.
Oh, okay. So I'm 0 for 5.
And so for the woman.
Swinging a miss.
I'm 0 for 5.
There's different scenarios every single time based on the way a woman says it, how long you've been dating for. But typically, like for these statements that we just read out, like that's actually what's going on. That's
and for a lot of women, it's funny because when we say these things, we think that's so obvious what it means. Yeah. And obviously, it's not obvious.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. Like they have no idea what's being said. So thank you for playing the game. Jessica, I brought you on the show or asked you to come in because I wanted to talk to you about how to talk to women. But more importantly, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. Mm-hmm. So for guys who are going out on Valentine's Day or going up leading to Valentine's Day and trying to get a date possibly or potentially for Valentine's Day, they want to know how to talk to women, but more importantly, questions or things to do that can help them create connection and rapport with a woman in your, that's your specialty. So I want to hear about it.
Okay. In terms of creating connection, it's exactly what it means. One person connecting to another and relating. A lot of guys come up and they're like, I just have these great questions that I'm going to ask. And because she's answering them, that means we're having a conversation. And that's just not the case. I always say conversation means with, like we are going to talk. It's not you ask me and then I answer. I want to know you. I want to know who the hell you are, because like we were saying, you're all murderers until proven otherwise.
Absolutely.
All of you, all of you. So if you come up and ask me a question, it's the same thing every other guy.
That must be why I'm attracted to everybody. It's creepy.
I'm into it. She's into it. But so I always say start with something personal, something relevant. And I always say personal because one, I want to know who you are. And I always say relevant because the right now is the one thing that we already have in common.
Yeah.
If you're standing in front of me, that's what we have. And then redirect it back to me. Then ask me your question. So instead of, oh, traffic was really crazy today, it was nuts, you could say, you know, traffic was so crazy, I listened to the entire Taylor Swift album in my car. How about you? How
do
you
feel? That's going to get chicks.
Exactly. Hey, I'm into any guy.
It's going to get Taylor Swift. Yeah.
It's a good open.
She's get so into 14-year-olds.
She's yeah. Correct my soul.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I want to know who you are. So many guys have been, it's funny, because I've had this conversation so many times this week. You can't be an asshole. You can't be a nice guy. But how the hell do I be myself? Like, nobody knows. But as long as you give me like who you are in that moment, that's something nobody else will.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
So for instance, like going back to the Taylor Swift thing, I want to know what your experience is. So Carl, what was your experience coming here?
For me, yeah. I kind of zoned out and had to slam on my brakes and not crush the car in front of me on the 405.
And why were you zoned out?
Because I got a new phone and I was just zoned out on the graphics.
Oh, zoned out. That's like the polite way of saying texting and driving.
No, that's like...
That's what you were doing. Well, see, yeah, that's something that Kristen can't tell me, that Marnie can't tell me, that
right.
Nobody well, else can
right,
tell me.
Right, right.
But it's also very boring and banal, so no, I probably would have swung and missed
it. That's you can make anything interesting. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was going to say, a lot of guys are like, that's boring. My life is boring. Boring means I'm not interested. Boring means you're not interested. And everybody's biggest interest is themselves. If I can relate to you, I am automatically interested right. because it's now about me.
Yeah. So if the content is very mundane, mm-hmm. but we can connect over it,
yeah.
I find that really fascinating and right. fun. Like if you told me what you were looking at on your phone that had gotten you zoned out, then maybe I would have had the same experience with the same part okay. of my phone. I'd be like, oh, you know, there's, even though it's so mundane, there's so yeah. many little like waterfalls it can like go down.
Yeah. I mean, even if, you know, we don't have the same experience, I know what it's like to have a phone. I know what it's like to zone right. out. I know what it's like to just be so engrossed in something.
The car in front of me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is the sports exactly. analogy that if you just put the ball in play, could that be something yeah. for a guy to relate to?
I think
to?
A guy yeah. can definitely relate
and to and see how she catches it.
A guy may miss
your balls
yeah.
in play.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Let's paint a bigger picture for the guys that are, or for people who are listening.
Okay.
So let's say right now, which, you know, we're leading up to Valentine's Day and guys are out and about doing their daily chores, errands, whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's say a guy's at a grocery store. Yes. I don't know why I was going to a grocery store, but I'm just thinking of places that
very
you would go.
Ground, right? Very yeah.
How do you start a conversation with some random girl that you think is cute using everything you just said?
Okay. It's funny because I always use a Whole Foods example because my biggest fantasy is being picked up in a Whole Foods.
Yeah.
So you and I are like going after a bag of kale and you pick it up.
You're both going to have really stinky farts. You're going to have yeah. to buy Gasa.
Exactly. Well, there, you can say something like that. Hey, you know, I'm getting this because I was told that I'm supposed to juice this shit every morning. I don't know what I'm doing. What are you doing with the kale? Right, I need
right.
ideas.
It's so, confusing, right? It's a good place to seek help.
Yeah.
So not like, do you know this makes you gas?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you could say that. It'll knock me out of my system. I'll be like, holy shit, somebody just said that. But it's about, yeah, it's about saying the shit that nobody else will
right.
say.
Right.
And the one thing you can always say, something
David
about yourself.
David say that. He's like, that makes me super gassy.
Yeah, stinky. I have collided.
Yeah, no, it's himself. Right. He'll run into him at Whole Foods.
He would.
But yes, it's all about knocking them off the rocker. If you can say something to me that nobody else uh-huh. can, something like, did you know this makes you gassy? You don't want to get this. I'd be like, holy shit, somebody just said that to me in a Whole Foods. I'd react to it, but I still want to know who you are.
Okay. So then how do you tell them who you are?
So like I said, so if you come over and you're like, oh, you know, I'm making kale tonight because I heard you're supposed to use kale. That's your personal experience. And then you redirect it back to me. What are you doing with kale tonight?
Yeah. And I think looking for the reason, like the reason people are in Whole Foods is because they're all looking for the same type of thing, which is health, wellness.
Pick up girls,
mm-hmm. but there's Should that be. Common denominator that brings people to yeah. this like
it's
one
your same, similar
store.
Types of people.
If you're going to like Albertsons or Ralph's, you're trying to save money. So maybe you're talking about like, oh, can you believe all the people who are shopping Whole Foods right now wasting all their money?
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, you can work off.
Yeah. Cause there's always a reason why you're in that specific location.
I make a comment yeah. about a gossip magazine. I've done that.
Yeah, exactly. That's
good. Like, well, what's up with, you know, it's just so whack. But like, what's up with what's her face and her face? And then, you know, they're like, that's funny. And then you're like, in her face. And like,
I got nothing else. Over. Yeah. That's all I got.
So sorry. Hip. Yeah,
exactly. So how do you take it from that kale is going to make you fart to to the connection.
Okay, connection. So I always
you
say...
You want to fart with me, baby?
Yes. I always say...
Mix our farts and create a demon?
Well, you're doing it. I always say me, you, and us. As long as you keep talking about me, you, and us. So, oh, I'm doing this with the kill. What are you doing? Oh, I'm doing this. Did you know that both of us are going to fart really badly tonight? So now what you're doing is you're setting the frame for the both of us having a relationship together, no matter what it is. Right. But you can use it because now she has something of you.
Right.
And she gave you something of her. And the both of you can just make...
Fart babies.
Yeah,
yes.
Fart babies together.
Staying in a room together. All right.
Perfect. Okay.
So that, so you're planting the idea of us in her mind so that what?
So that's okay. So now it, now you're more comfortable. Now she says, oh, okay, this is somebody I can relate to. This is somebody who's not a serial killer. He reminds me of me. And look, we're going to have kale farts together. I'd only do that with people I'm comfortable with. Right. So by default, she's thinking, oh, okay, I'm comfortable with this guy. Look, we relate. So then I always sit from there. Now you have to make her smile, make her laugh, leave her a little better off than when you found her. So that's why it's important to at least be playful when you first meet. I mean, I can't remember any conversation where I didn't laugh, but the times when I do laugh, I'm like, holy shit, that guy was funny. But
you think about him afterwards.
Yeah, you think about him afterwards because it causes a visceral reaction. And that's the stuff we think about. You know, I don't care about the words you say. If you can make me laugh, that's something I'm always going
to
remember.
So what about somebody who doesn't know how to make people laugh? Like you're talking to, you know, two comedians and a really freaking funny person. Yeah.
Hi, my name's Bob. I enjoy things also.
So what if people don't actually know like how to do that? Like how do you, for you guys even as well, because you're in comedy, like how do you learn to be funny? To like notice things.
This is a very interesting point you make. I'm wondering.
How do you be you?
You light up your pipe.
No, but I know there's a process. So for example, this is what I know from people that I know who are comedians. I know that you look for the joke in a scenario, right? So what's the process that you go through to actually find the funniest piece that you can show, like to make whatever your set is the funniest it can potentially be?
I think in interpersonal, the way to find the funny quote unquote is to not look for a joke and to, this sounds so like highfalutin, but like to kind of like,
play
jazz kind of, and so not say a joke, but say a word that's funny or say something funny because if you're trying to cycling in your brain for a one liner, it's going to be lame.
Yeah.
Cause then you'll say something like, you know, how about, you know, and then you're trying to write
what's
on the fly.
Real?
But if you're trying to just be like in your own kind of a zone of funny, it's like a place, a resting place, sweet spot on a tennis racket kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then you get confident that you can do it.
Yeah. Well, like I know for me, the way my brain works probably is the way yours. It's always really hard to articulate, but I look for inconsistencies in things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if I'm like for example, the other night, speaking of like healthy things, I went to True Food Kitchen.
Yeah.
And these women,
stomach always hurts.
No, and that's why I said cal farts because I had cal sales. and then I had to ride with my boss in the car for 2 hours. I was like, well, this is great. Mm-hmm. But the women next to us, they're freaking in True Foods ordering quinoa and whatever bullshit. And then they're like, we were sitting at the bar and she was like to the bartender, we'll be right back. We're going to go have a cigarette. And so it's just like noticing inconsistencies. Oh, so like, and I think about Whole Foods people. So, you know, you're in True Foods and what I'm thinking is, okay, you're taking health really seriously, but then you're not at the same time. And like, when I go to Whole Foods, I always like look at the like people like working there. And I'm like, you have health standards, but not career standards.
Right.
You know, so it's like, I'm always kind of looking for things that don't make sense. Uh-huh. And then that's where I find what's funny.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if there was somebody who wasn't a comedian, who's like, how do you be funny? I'm not a funny person. Is that what you would tell them to do to start practicing? Just like noticing little inconsistencies,
being observational, noticing things. Mm-hmm. If a guy looks really put together, I mean, I don't know, this could be a bad example, but if a guy looks really, really put together, but he has like an old flip phone, you know, you find that's funny.
But then what would you say about that?
He's in the mob.
Yeah, I would say he's a drug dealer or something, you know, you associate things together. And this is why it's so funny because people always talk about how it's bad to, or at least my therapist talks about this, how it's bad to stereotype and judge, but it's really not. It gives you a great place to then observe the world from. If you know a set of rules and all of a sudden the rules are broken, that's where comedy comes from. And so like, if there's a stereotype of this and all of a sudden it's broken, that's you comment on, like a black dude with an English accent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a stereotype that's totally broken and hits you out of nowhere. So those are things you observe, you realize aren't typical, they are atypical. And then somehow you connect that to something else. And that's where I think we're coming.
So what is stepping stone? Because I'm trying to like give the people.
Oh, you're trying to give them some practical.
Yeah. It's like some, like just for the first step, like to literally in conversation with
women. Don't state the obvious. Maybe just start with not start stating the obvious.
Yeah. Like, right? Not like, oh, hello.
Is that what, you got a drink there?
Yeah, you have a drink.
I love that opener. What are you drinking? Wine?
Yeah.
I love that opener.
Yeah, you have a way to scare her away. Like, oh, you're funny, you know, which is what we were talking about earlier.
Okay, but even just like for a first thing for people to start working their funny
observe muscle. And observe and make a statement about, which is something that you always really say with your observe and share and whatever then and ask.
As you start doing that more and getting things out of your mouth, I think that your voice starts to take shape a little bit. But when you hold things inside, nothing really becomes real and tangible. You don't know how people react to it. You're not sure how you will even say it. I think that that's where your conversation muscle can stem and grow from.
Yeah, what I think what Jessica was saying about the we, us, me, you, and
yeah,
we.
Yeah, like huge.
If you're playing tennis with a conversation, you're gonna find something. And it's like a cheesy, like bad acting class exercise, but you do actually.
But they work.
When you listen more, you actually are better off. And when you are putting your attention on your scene partner, which maybe you could use that analogy with picking up a girl.
Yeah, for sure.
That, you know, you get more from, you know, being on her side of the net than on your side, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. No, but I agree with that.
On the show where we always talk about approaching people, and it's funny because I don't practice what I preach usually at all. and so the other night I went to like this like networking thing, and I went by myself, and it was for like a writing.
How'd that go?
Well, I was really nervous at first, and I felt
my anxiety's up just hearing.
Oh God. Story. I felt for the people who listen to the show, and it's so hard. And I was there by myself at this like cool bar of all these people who are already in conversation. And I walked in and I instantly just darted right to the bathroom. And I kind of was like, okay, because now I know the environment. I know what's going on. I know what's facing me, which is everyone already in conversation, a very small space. And now I have to like break in somehow. And,
that's tough.
And so I, you know, went to the bathroom, composed myself, knew what I was getting into, thought, my plan is to just go to the bar. So I just walked straight to the bar, ordered a drink. And then there was one person next to me who wasn't talking to anybody. It was a girl. And I'm like, I don't want her to think I'm gay. But I just was like, how do I start a conversation? What do I say?
Just start.
What do I say? And I was so nervous. And I was like texting Nate and my boyfriend. I'm like, what do I
say?
I don't know what to do. What do I do?
What did you say?
People. So I just, and it was packed in there. And I was really surprised at how busy it was. So I just like turned to her. I was like, is it always this busy at these events? That's and I mean, I was so uncomfortable and nervous. Yeah. But you could tell she was relieved because she had no one to talk to and she was waiting for a friend of hers. And she said, oh, I don't know. I've only been to one other one. And so then we started the conversation from there. And of course I threw in a couple times like, oh, my boyfriend and I, so she didn't think I was hitting her.
Right.
But I did
like penis.
Like, yeah. Balls.
God for me.
That's great.
But I did it. And I really feel sympathetic to everyone listening because it is very hard.
It's hard.
Don't do that.
Social anxiety. Easier. Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't easier. As scary as, and then the next guy, so they left. So the girl was funny because her friend showed up and then I bogarted their friendship for a little while and was just talking to them. And I think I was annoying because I was like, I do this and I do that. Blah, blah, blah. And they were like, okay.
They're like, okay, show up.
Yeah. So I was like, I'll let you guys, you know, be friends again because I know that's why you guys came to, you know, you were meeting each other to hang out.
No, but I love it. I'm but very then, proud of you.
Thank you. But then these two dudes, really awkward and nerdy, approached the bar and I was left again by myself. And so I just turned to him and I used the same line.
I was like, oh, it worked.
And it worked. Yeah. Yeah. We ended up having full conversations and then I got a little buzzed.
Well, you went home with like one of them. But hey, just joking. Okay. Perfect. I think that perfectly wraps up what I wanted to cover during this conversation, but I want to get to overanalyze this because I don't want to ignore our listeners because we don't usually have a lot of time for it. Okay. So here is the first question. But before this, anybody who wants to write in questions, write into ask@askwomenpodcast.com. Hey, ladies, I just stumbled across your podcast late last week and I've already listened to every single one. Marnie, thanks.
What
so,
a freak.
Thanks. Get a life, right?
No, seriously.
Marnie, thanks so much for giving such practical, actionable answers to listeners' questions. Oh, I didn't even read this before. I only wish I hadn't bought all that stuff from Amazon before I found out about you.
Oh, I thought he was going to say, I only wish I didn't buy all that stuff from your website from you before I got on the podcast.
Right, the free podcast. Don't buy anything. Oh, well, hopefully there'll be other contests in the future. This is from
a long time ago.
Oh, right. He probably hates our show now. He's like, fuck, I never read my question. Anyway, I have two questions. Maybe this is why, because you're selfish. Just kidding. Like millions of other guys, I want to find a woman who's hot, smart, and has good character. I know where to find good character, church, volunteering, etc. Ooh. I know where to find smart young professionals, groups, museums, lectures. But where do the hot women congregate? My problem isn't that I can't get women. It's that I can't seem to find them. I get that they can be anywhere, but I work long hours, so I have to make my free time count. I feel I could attract a gorgeous woman if I only had access to more of them. So where are the target-rich environments? How can a guy find himself running in the right circles?
We all look at each other like, who wants to?
They're like, where do
where
we hang
out? Where is that farm?
Yeah, the farm
gaggle of chicks just standing around.
Well, that's what do you think?
Every time I hear, I want to meet a hot girl. I just want hot girls. That go online. Like, it's the easiest way to do it. You can pick and choose. If you don't have time to waste, and it sounds like he doesn't have time to waste, I mean, it's the fastest way to do it. Tinder nowadays, everybody, it's the fastest way to get your hot girl, really.
Yeah.
And if you match with your hot girl, now you already know that she's into you too.
But where else do hot women congregate?
That's the thing is, guys have this fantasy of like hot women just all congregate in like one space, but they don't. That's not reality. Like, there's not.
We always have one ugly girl with us.
Yes. And keep her in our pocketbook.
But you'd be nicer to her than the pretty one. That's the technique you employ.
Oh, yeah.
You know, girls, very
it's like,
well.
It's almost like the dude's being nice to your puppy.
Or you throw her in a whack. It's like, why isn't he paying attention to me? I'm the hot one.
Exactly. Okay. I would say, for suggestion, I went to this new gym yesterday to check out. It's a very fancy gym in Beverly Hills. Very nice. Very hot people there. Everybody was super sexy, very attractive. So you sound like you don't have very much time on your hands, but most likely you want to get fit. Join a really nice club that actually requires money.
Yeah, that's
to
true.
Get into.
That's true.
I would suggest maybe
my gym is a bunch of ugly hobos.
Right,
it's like $20.
ugly people. Yeah. But people who could afford to, like,
thin,
work
so.
Themselves. Exactly. No, very very attractive people there.
No,
I would
gyms.
Say yoga classes. I would say places like Whole Foods, places where people take care of themselves.
Yeah. Wait, maybe
well.
Gallery
are hanging out.
I know. Maybe I'm saying like only hot women are wealthy, but that's not what I'm trying to say at all. But those are some suggestions, but online I think is a very good suggestion. I would go
did you say how old he is?
No, I didn't see. And oh, but at age 34, I'm looking at a second question. Okay, he's 34.
Okay, yeah. Yoga, Whole Foods,
I don't know what part of the world he's in, but like, you know, that LACMA, those wine under the stars and jazz and things, and then where people go.
Oh, yeah.
You
I
know,
love
where,
going to those.
I don't like jazz, but I know that there's probably.
In smaller towns, people who aren't from 9 miles outside of
town. Yeah, not everybody can do that.
Not everyone's from Nantucket.
Not that fancy. Yeah,
but it's harder in smaller areas.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are, no matter what, there will be
for sure
Pilates studios, yoga studios, gyms, those things do exist in small towns.
Yeah,
small areas.
But even like a club, like a dance club or something. Yeah, you'd find hotter girls there. Okay, here's the second question. I hear women talk time and time again about the importance of chemistry, but at age 35, I still have no clue what that means. Sure, I've been attracted to lots of women and gotten along with most of them, but I've never felt some magic.
It's the
spark, like people mention. I admit that I'm definitely a left brain person and can be very overly analytical. Have you got any tips for helping me spark the chemistry that women seem to crave? And this is from Ron from Austin. I want to ask Carl first, because how does it feel for a man when you do feel this? Like, have you ever felt
a boner?
Yeah, no, you have these sort of epiphany moments where you're like, holy crap, this is, and it's really like a handshake and an eye contact thing. You're like, this is going to go down. And because you don't have any control as a dude. So it's like, once in a while, you're like, wow, I'm certain of this. And it's just.
So anytime that you've had that feeling, has it always ended up the way that you
thought? Pretty much, you know, not for a long time because I'm in a committed, but I knew I would hit
That's
it off.
Horrible for her to hear. There's no spark left.
But I did hit it off with my girl right away. Yeah. And there was interference with she was winging, I think, for somebody. And I was literally trying to talk over the girl who was talking to me to talk to her. So we had instant chemistry, and it was just, I knew it was going to be, I don't know how to help him find it. Except to, you know, eye contact and smiling and just sort of liken yourself.
I definitely think.
Oh, did I just say like yourself?
Yeah. No, but it,
yeah, that, no, I know.
Turn please into leave. A sensitive dude.
Exactly. You should have you on here more often.
It's okay, supposed to be a man on the show.
So let's hear what you have to say. How do you create? How would you create that spark with somebody? Why can't you create a spark with somebody?
I don't know if you can, because it's like forcing the unforceable, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I do think things that help is eye contact. I think I've said that before, and now I'm going to go into like a no eye contact.
Yeah, please don't look at me.
I'm going to pull my hat lower. But I feel like for me, I'm an uncomfortable person with people, but if I have super strong eye contact with a dude, ugh. That's chemistry. And I don't know if it happens before or it happens because we're in eye contact. I don't know. It's like the chicken or the egg first. I don't know which one, but I know that eye contact like makes me so uncomfortable that it makes me like, ugh, because it pushes me to a place that I don't usually like to go to. Right. And I don't mean just looking at someone in the eyes quickly. I mean, like holding longer eye contact. Like actually today I got in the elevator in my building and there's a super muscly dude I've never seen before in my building. I think he was just a friend of my neighbor or something, but he was like his muscles and he was tatted up and like, and the elevator doors opened and we had this kind of like eye contact for like a longer, and I was like, ooh,
sounds good.
And then of course I kept going, but it felt good.
Well, it sounds like what you're saying, and I actually agree with what I think you're saying,
yeah,
is that when you don't block yourself from potentially having spark, is that gives you the best chance for it to be created. So when you're not overthinking, when you're not like trying to prepare your conversation.
Yes.
You're
in the moment.
You're in the moment. And it's difficult for people to do it. So I actually wanted to give one little exercise for people to remain in the moment if they're finding themselves out of the moment. It's called the Barbara Streisand.
Oh, God.
Oh,
an
really?
Exercise that's a part of my program called The Insider. I understand.
You're Jewish. But do it.
It's what I do for myself to bring myself back to reality and not allow myself to like dig myself into a negative hole.
Oh,
so yeah. I have like five songs that I have floating in my head at one time that make me smile, make me laugh, whatever it is. And so typically if I'm finding myself that I'm getting locked in my head and overthinking things, to pull myself out of that place, that before I get to the negative place, I'll select one of these songs. Right now it's All About the Bass. That is my song.
Uh-huh.
And I'll sing it to myself. If I'm by myself, I'll sing it out loud and look in the mirror. I'll sing it in my head for 30 seconds or whatever it is. And that literally gets me to stop thinking in negative ways, have a smile on my face, get back into my body. I can even feel myself bouncing a bit while I'm singing the song. You want to pick a song that makes you smile.
Poor treble, by the way. Poor treble.
I know. So sad.
It's not
so sad. But it really helps.
Yeah.
That exercise really helps. Yeah. So people who are listening, try out the Barbara Streisand. It really helps. And All About the Bass is a great song.
Mm-hmm.
All About the Bass.
All right. Well, that's all the time that we have. But thank you guys
for
being on the show. You've been fantastic and wonderful. People who want to write in questions, write into ask@askwomenpodcast.com. And please, please, please subscribe to our show. And when you subscribe, make sure to give us a 5-star rating. I don't even know if they have 5-star ratings on Stitcher.
But no, just iTunes. It's all
just iTunes. Fine. Fine. So screw everything else. Go download on iTunes. Go subscribe on iTunes. Give us a really good rating. It really helps other people
find
our show. And it helps us stay on the air, because then Christian won't go through and see all these like negative reviews. We shouldn't do the show anymore. So it makes you really happy. So go onto iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. And please also vote for us. Where do they go to vote for us?
PodcastAwards.com, and then vote for us in the People's Choice category. Ask the Women Podcast on the SciShow Network.
Yeah, awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being on the show.
Yeah, where can we find you guys?
I'm at CarlDoesIt.com. Also at CarlDoesIt on Twitter. I got a book on Amazon called The Drama King.
Oh, really?
Good. Yeah.
Go buy that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I want to hear more about that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, go buy that.
The Drama King, yeah.
And I'm at Jessica J. Boom on my Twitter. And you can check out my other stuff on levelupseduction.com.
Cool.
What is it?
Level Up Seduction.
Oh, Level Up Seduction. Okay. Got it.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening. And again, write in your questions to ask@askwomenpodcast.com. And we will see you guys next week. Happy Valentine's Day.